Boogie.
Good morning.
In the morning. Fourth one.
Talking about pets today, Kim Kardashian put a vote on Twitter to let the public decide on the name of her new puppy. So you never ever let the public decide anything.
No.
But the only thing worse than that is letting the kids decide what to call a pet. So has that ever happened to you? You've let the kids decide the name of a pet. Derek says, my two-year-old named the cat Meow. At night time, I have to go out the back going, Meow! Meow! I get some weird looks.
That's such a good name.
That is fantastic.
Nadia from Edinburgh has been in touch. Said my son at age 3 was asked to name an orphaned lamb.
Aww.
Guess what he came up with?
Mint sauce. I don't know.
No, it's not even Larry. Yes, that's right. Paul O'Grady.
Call the orphaned lamb Paul O'Grady.
Well, Paul O'Grady loves lambs, doesn't he?
He
loves
does.
All animals.
My niece named our rabbit Captain Jumps-a-Lot. The vet came out of the waiting room and said, Captain Jumps-a-Lot, please. Which was quite funny. Listen, we've got little Charlotte on the phone. Morning, Charlotte. What are you saying?
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte. How old are you?
10.
10. And you're phoning up about your pet and what you named it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, first of all, what kind of animal was it?
A fish.
A goldfish?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you call your goldfish?
Tractor.
You called your goldfish Tractor?
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
Why?
Because I was obsessed with tractors and I could either get a tractor or a fish. So
right.
I got a fish and named it Tractor.
Oh, you go best of both worlds there.
And Charlotte, are you still obsessed with tractors?
No, not really. Not much, Susie.
So you'd say you're an ex-Tractor fan?
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. I've been waiting for years to somebody to say they used to be obsessed with tractors on the show. All right, brilliant. But and is Tractor still with us?
No.
Oh, dear.
That's a shame.
Did he have to be buried?
Yes.
Or did you just flush him down the bog like most people?
No, I buried him.
Well, she buried him.
Aww.
It's a tractor. He had to be in a field, didn't he?
I want a tortoise now.
You want a tortoise? What would you call that then?
Cinderella.
Yes, of course you would.
Oh.
Charlotte, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Erin in South Queensferry, what kind of animal have you got?
We've got a cat, and my kids wanted to call it Queen Fluffbutt.
Was that Queen or Clean Fluffbutt?
Queen
Fluffbutt.
The great thing is we found out as a boy.
Ah, so okay. So it's King Fluffbutt.
Oh, my husband actually put in a little bit, so we actually now call him Aussie Fluffbutt.
Right. So he's still got the Fluffbutt surname.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love that. That's brilliant. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Ian from Bonnyrigg. Hi, Ian. What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying we got a dog last year, a puppy, and my daughter got to choose the name, and she called him Haggis.
Oh, that's quite
a nice name.
I like that name.
Well, no, I think it's awful.
Oh, get off, Ian. Now, Margaret's on the phone. Margaret's got a cat, but it had one name and he changed it. So what was his name?
His name was Jimmy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't suit his personality.
Yeah.
So he was a year old when we got him, black and white. So we thought of all the different names, we went through everything, and we stuck on Boogie.
So your cat is called Boogie?
Yes, because he's crazy.
Oh, is he?
I don't know if to take that as a compliment or an insult.
No, I think you should take it as a compliment, because Everybody loves him.
Does he have fleas?
No, he doesn't. He's been checked by the vet lately.
Does he just lose Boogie? Does he sit in the corner at night licking himself?
Yeah, that sounds like Boogie right enough.
Yes. Okay, so he's quite a friendly cat, is he?
Very friendly.
All right, well, I'll take that as a compliment now. Thank you, Margaret. Have a great day.
Right, yeah, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.